Hello, this is Holly, and I'm going to record some thoughts about these sentences and hope that you'll really study them, really ask yourselves questions about what the intended meaning is, how you would express these thoughts, and to practice with even though, even when, even if. They can get tricky to use, and practice will help. So the sentence examples I've given first, the ones which have errors, I think the intended meaning is to talk about a person, a female, who is a student right now, because we're starting out with even when she wasn't a student, when she wasn't a student yet. Even then, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. This makes me think we're talking about someone who is a student now, maybe in college, maybe elementary school, and we're referring to before she was a student, meaning her very young years. 3-4 years old. We're not sure of that information. So first get in your mind how old approximately you think this person is, what stage of life you think this she is. So she's a student, it would appear. Give that student an age and keep that age in mind as you try to edit and think through these sentences. Study the sentences I've suggested as corrections. Notice that I think it's much easier to express these thoughts and use even when, even though, even if. It's easier if you make many of these two sentences rather as one long run-on sentence. So I've suggested, even when she wasn't a student, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. I don't think she should have been allowed to. I don't think she should have been allowed to do that. I'm talking about the period before she was a student. I am not making any comments about now. I'm only talking about the past. Notice the switch from shouldn't be to should have been. Don't think she should have been. Even when she wasn't a student, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. I don't think that should have been allowed. That refers to staying up as late as she wanted to, before she was a student. I don't think she should have been allowed to do that. Same. But even when she wasn't a student, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. That I do not think should have been allowed. You could also read this as I have the second way, where I have the comment about intonation. But even when she wasn't a student, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. That, I do not think, should have been allowed. That, referring to being able, being allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. That, I do not think, should have been allowed. That, I do not think, should have been allowed. The intonation on that, as the first word of a second sentence, makes this structure acceptable also. That is serving as a pronoun. That is something. That I do not think should have been allowed. Difficult in written English, very clear in verbal English. Number three, but when she wasn't even a student yet, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. So here the meaning is a little bit different. It is adding a nuance, adding importance to the yet, almost saying that when you're a student, it's okay to stay up as late as you want to, but even when she wasn't even a student yet, she was allowed to stay up as late as she wanted to. This is a difference in meaning, but is a structure that works correctly grammatically. When she wasn't even a student yet, so not even when, but when she wasn't even yet. And then even if you use even if, you need to add the if. Even if she is a good student, she shouldn't be allowed to stay up as late as she wants to. So this again is changing the meaning, adding to the meaning. So she is a student now. And even if she is a good student, that shouldn't matter. She shouldn't be allowed to stay up as late as she wants to. Even though she is a good student, she shouldn't be allowed to stay up as late as she wants to. Again, this is inferring she's a student now. This is stating that she is a student now. But that's not a good enough reason to allow her to stay up as late as she wants to. So determine a meaning that you are trying to express with regard to drivers and speeding and what should or should not be legal. And try to write sentences using even though, even if, even when. And practice and ask your questions. I hope to read and hear from several Loop members. Thanks. Bye-bye.